totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van the Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez.
Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
What is going on, everybody? He's breathing hard. That headset needs to be replaced. What'd you guys run down here?
We did.
I did.
Why'd you turn me down?
Because I need to change that headset.
That's his.
It's mine. And we need to change that headset, so you're gone. That's off. Grab the other one. There's like 19 headsets.
No, you know why he's breathing like that, right?
Yeah, because he ran here from the car.
No, because we watched Star Wars this morning. Ah, that's why.
Well, that doesn't mean that you got to be out of breath running from the lightsaber.
No, he's in character. He didn't wear anything for Star Wars, so he had to actually get into character for it. That's what it was.
Is it as big a deal as everybody's making it out to be?
Depends on who you talk to.
I'm talking to you.
For me, yes. I thought it was great. For Sean, he will eventually be able to tell everybody that he liked it as well. But not everybody that we went with enjoyed it quite as much as we did. That's mine.
You gotta there you go. You got to learn not to talk like that. Seriously.
What? What am I doing?
You need to just play through the flow.
I am. Well, it didn't matter. Nobody could hear me.
Todd, talk about the movie for a minute.
Well, we can't give spoilers.
Why not?
I can't. That's not fair.
No. You can't do that. I mean, okay, fine. I'll say this. I can't believe that everybody still has to go watch that because it's an awesome movie.
There I'm not going to watch it.
Well, you're not.
Yeah.
Because you don't watch movies.
I could care less about it. I saw the original couple, and that's it. First and foremost, or second and foremost, it was pretty cool that I got to break to Robin Zander yesterday that he is now in the Hall of Fame.
How does that work? Okay, so how did you find out about it?
I got the press release from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And he had not been contacted?
I guess
nothing.
Not. I'm assuming from the little bit of info that I did get, I'm assuming that he's in California.
Okay.
There was something in today's local paper. They did an interview. So, I'm going to assume that that's where he's at. I texted him, and then I emailed him congratulations. And I emailed him when he first got nominated. And I won't reply or respond or quote what he said, but it's been a long time coming. And so then I tweeted him, or not tweeted him, I texted him, hey, congratulations. I texted Pam, his wife. And he responded back, what the hell's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him. And then he said, holy crap, I'm on the front cover of USA Today.
Didn't know.
He didn't know.
No clue.
He didn't know. Well, I don't think because it's taken so long. You know how a lot of times they're like, you know, it's just great to be nominated. And
sure.
I don't think they worried about it because I didn't think they were getting. They didn't think that they were going to get in. But now, one of the greatest rock. And I've told you before, I've gone to the concert many times. And, you know, the PA system comes up and it goes, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest rock and roll band of all time, Cheap Trick. It is really, really cool. We'll get back to it. But you know what they use? They use microphones and headsets and all that cool stuff.
Them.
Let's do our biweekly Audio Technica with Steve Savanu. Steve, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Like I said, very, very excited that my my good friend Robin Zander now being inducted in he'll be inducted in Brooklyn, but going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame up your way, up in Cleveland.
In beautiful downtown Cleveland, right on the shores of the mighty Lake Erie.
I've been there. It's kind of cool. But let's get right into it. We're going to talk about another awesome Audio-Technica product, which still you have time to get before next Friday.
Absolutely. This is the ATH Sport 4 Sonic Sport Wireless In-Ear Headphones. It's a Bluetooth headphone. So it's something kind of new for us, and it's really designed for the person that's working out, that wants to carry his music player in his pocket and doesn't want to deal with that cord going from the music player or the phone up to the headphones. These are Bluetooth. They've got full control, so they can control the player, answer phone calls and end music or control music and adjust volume on this Bluetooth wireless device. And these are in-ear headphones designed to fit over and around your ear and then in your ear, so you've got really good a good seal and gives you that really isolated sound. So if you're working out and you really want to kind of chill away from all of the other junk going on around you, these are the guys to use.
Well, you know what it sounds like, and we talk all the time about which is your favorite, and it's kind of like your children, which is your favorite. They're all the same. I might have just found a new favorite child because this is outstanding, and this is what I've been looking forward, to using in the gym just to get rid of the cord.
Exactly. Well, the other cool thing about this is it will pair with up to 8 Bluetooth devices. So maybe you use an iPod for working out. Maybe you use you're carrying your mobile phone or your smartphone for when you're just doing walking around or whatever. And then when you're sitting at home in your office or whatever, using your computer, you can pair this set of headphones with up to 8 devices. So when it sees one of those paired devices, it'll automatically connect to it.
I'm speechless.
Isn't that cool? Without having to go back and pair it again to the new device. So if you change from your phone to your iPod or back to your computer and they're all pre-paired, then you're good to go.
Every time we talk something new from Audio-Technica, how quickly can people pick these up? I know that they can probably get them online. I know they can get them through your website. Will they still be able to get them in time for next Friday?
It all depends on... It depends on how quick we can ship them out. These guys, we can find that information about these on our website. You can buy these at online and brick-and-mortar retailers. I don't know what the current stock situation is. It's a cool new product. It's only been out for a short time. It's an exciting product from us. It's one of our entries into the whole Bluetooth technology thing. And between you and me, I want to get a pair of these myself for when I travel.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something I'm going to need to hunt down before I get on the plane heading back to the Consumer Electronics Show, which is, 25 days from now?
25 days from now. It's kind of like Christmas all over again for us consumers.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a lot of fun. Now, we are going to give away the one model that we have here in the studio. You'll have until 11:59:59 to register. And the beauty of winning this one is Santa will be able to deliver it to you in time, because you'll come, if it's a local winner, can come to the studio and pick it up. If not, we can two-day it and get it to them, by what, Wednesday?
By Wednesday, just in time for the Christmas holidays.
Anything special you have planned for the weekend leading up to the big holiday?
I'm going to do some last-minute Christmas shopping and enjoy some, dinners and things with good friends and just kind of get ready for that last week run-up.
Last week, and then I'm so looking forward to headed back to Vegas for numerous things, but doing some of the shows from the Consumer Electronics Show floor, and hopefully you'll have time that you can stop on by as well.
Well, we'll try and see what we can do, and if not, we'll catch you from wherever I may be.
Sounds good. Steve, thank you very much. Have a great weekend. Everyone has until 11:59:59 to register for the ATH Sport 4. Thanks, Steve.
Take care, Randy.
Okay. We're going to go hit a real quick break. When we come back, a lot of things to get to. The Bucks played last night. We're going to talk about something that I saw last night. I have extremely high hopes, and I am very excited about, and we'll talk about it when we return.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's the 30th anniversary of Football in Paradise. Outback Bowl 2016. Watch the Big Ten's Northwestern Wildcats dynamic running back Justin Jackson square off against the SEC's explosive Tennessee Volunteers and electrifying quarterback Joshua Dobbs. It doesn't get any better than this. Be there New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Outback Bowl 30. Tickets at Ticketmaster.
5,000 years of Chinese music and dance in one night, declares the New York Times. Shenyun Performing Arts will take you on an extraordinary journey from ancient dynasties to the modern day. Experience the wonder of authentic Chinese culture. Experience Shenyun. Coming to the Mahaffey Theater, January 12th and 13th. Tickets at shenyun.com or call 888-974-3698.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
The First Flight by Cirque du Soleil, a live multimedia immersive spectacle that brings to stage the breathtaking world of James Cameron's Avatar like you've never seen it before, is coming to the Amalie Arena on March 17th through the 20th. This holiday season, give something extraordinary. Visit www.cirquedusoleil.com/holiday to browse our selection of show dates and seats.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Legends. Expect the unexpected and believe in the unbelievable. Only at the greatest show on earth, where legends live. Treat your family to an unrivaled and unforgettable event of legendary proportions. Don't miss this year's ultimate family experience. Visit your local participating Metro PCS store today and get a $6 savings coupon with offer details. Opens January 6th at Amalie Arena. Brought to you by Metro PCS and your Southern Ford dealers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
Huge congratulations once again goes out to Robin Zander. And you know what? I also have a liner somewhere in the 10,462 liners that I have at the station from the other Hall of Fame inductee, Jason Scheff, from Chicago.
One of the other. Thank you.
Is this thing on?
Yeah. One of the other.
One of the other. Because there's like 19 people in Chicago.
Well, I was just saying of the
no, I know.
Acts.
Of five, the other acts.
I thought there were a lot more like than Chicago. What's the population in Chicago? Bad joke. Sorry. Moving right along.
He's way off.
Okay. Say I won't.
You won't.
Say I won't.
You won't.
I will. Say what, Ed?
Our bud.
Oh. Okay. We'll get to that in 4.5 seconds. Real quick.
Yes.
Say I won't.
You won't.
You won't.
See, Sean don't know about Say I Won't.
He doesn't. Not yet.
Last night, we interviewed the owner and originator of a new brand called Say I Won't.
Cowboy Cerrone, correct?
Well, no. Cowboy Cerrone has a Say I Won't t-shirt. But Walker.
Brent Walker.
Brent Walker is the one who kind of started it up. He ran across Cowboy. Cowboy fights for the title on Saturday. We are giving away a special Cowboy Cerrone Say I Won't t-shirt. And I believe we're doing it by picks, correct?
We are. We are doing UFC on Fox 17 picks. We're doing – did we decide on main event or full card?
I don't know what we decided. I barely remember last night. God, last night was crazy.
We had so many people in studio. We had the interviews. We had calls. We had the most calls that we've had in a while. There was a lot going on and definitely worth checking out the download.
New show that might be getting put together, the D&D Brothers.
D&D.
You know, so yep. That'll be exciting. Monday, by the way, before I get into my Buccaneer thing, we're going to give away tickets to the circus that's coming to Emily Arena. Mm-hmm. We're going to give away tickets to the Cirque that's coming to the Emily Arena called Torque. We're going to have a pair of tickets to give away on Monday night. We're coming down to the end of the Monday Night Player shows, which means we're coming down to the end of the NFL season.
Correct, Mandu.
I saw something last night. And again, I've been to 80% of the Jameis Winston press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And I have liked his demeanor. I have liked everything about Jameis Winston that I have seen. He's a rookie. There's going to be some bad plays. I think there's some good plays. But what I witnessed last night has taken my thoughts about Jameis Winston to a whole new level.
What part of last night?
The leadership that this guy has. And we've talked about it. I've talked about it each and every Monday with the different players, Javorski Lane, the offensive player. We've talked to Danny and Jacquees and, you know, all those guys from the defensive side. Did you watch the game last night?
I did not.
I saw parts.
While you were at some...
He was otherwise occupied.
You were getting ready for the weekend.
I was.
Literally.
Seeing the weekend.
Seeing the weekend, getting ready for the weekend. So... pass down to about the 3-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
Dye makes a catch, rolls over. He's never touched, and then flips the ball over his head because he thought he was down.
Oh, man.
Next thing you saw, first, another Buccaneer runs up. It was one of the tight end, I believe.
Did they just send him right to the locker room?
Well,
get on the plane and wait for us there?
Before that happened, Jameis Winston hauled butt down and pretty much got in his face.
Really?
I liked it. I like
accountability.
This guy wants to win so bad. He's putting it all on the line. And I think a lot of people that had a problem with him coming in, again, we're talking about, you know, the football, the past is the past. A lot of people didn't want him here. Week one, people thought he was a bust. I've said it on the Monday night shows. How come nobody's saying anything now?
Yeah.
A lot of people believe he has taken over the entire team leadership wise. And now Gerald McCoy, who was the face, has kind of fallen down to number two. I will show you guys, and I will send it back to Ed at the mothership, a picture that was sent to me of one of the players after a game. It is pretty funny. I don't think I should put it out, you know, on social network until D&D stops by, and I hear from my attorney as to whether it'll be okay to put it out. But it is really a pretty funny picture of one of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and how beat up and exhausted and everything that they are after a game. But extremely excited. And a question that I have for you, a question that I have for Ed, a question that I have for everybody listening and people that are going to listen to the download on iTunes. Last year, the Buccaneers had 2 wins.
Correct, yeah. It, 2-14.
Is the glass half full or is it half empty right now? Because a lot of people are bummed, man, that they didn't, you know, they're not going to make the playoffs. A lot of people said if they run the next 2 games, which could happen, they're playing Sean's favorite team with the Bears.
Yeah.
And then they go to Carolina, which I believe...
it'll be tough.
I don't think it'll be tough unless Carolina wins this weekend. Because if they win this weekend, they're going to play the last game of the season to win.
Absolutely. They want to get that.
They want to get the record.
Seeded.
So,
season.
If, let's just say the Bucs do win the next 2 games. They end up at an 8-8. Okay. Half full, half empty.
Half full, absolutely. Absolutely. I think at the beginning of the season, before the games had started... we were thinking maybe 5 wins, ish, 5, maybe 6
I'll
wins.
I'll go with ish.
Something around those, and it's like they've, for the most part, a lot of their games they've had the legitimate chance to win.
Half full or half empty, Sean?
I'm gonna go half empty because they should have more wins. They've shot themselves in the foot so many times.
But that is true.
But going back to half full. It was them that made the mistakes. It was them shooting themselves in the foot,
with
which
a
means
very easy schedule.
Which means that there are some small things as you continue to progress and work, where as you are able to tweak those little things, then those will turn into wins.
But not with a tougher schedule next year.
We don't know what the schedule is going to be like next year.
Yeah, you know the schedule. You know everything but two games next year.
That's true. Ed, fair half enough. Full or half empty?
Half empty, even though I predicted them to win six games. I think they're going to go out on a losing note. They lost two games, should have beaten the Saints. Last night, I think coaching is holding them back. And what are people going to feel like if they lose the final four games of the year and they go 6-10? People can say, well, at least they didn't go 2-14. But really, losing the last four games of the year?
A lot of truth there. You know, I'm going to say half full only because I didn't think they'd win this many games. You know, so I'm happy with the fact that they're sitting at 6. I think they'll beat the Bears, which will be 7, and then the final game. But Ed is right. You need to win that last game just to send the fans off. Not necessarily the team, but the fans off on a high note.
One of the big problems that we were talking about going into this season was the quality of the offensive line and the amount of work that was
Absolutely.
Needed. And we have the rookie record that was set by Jameis for the yards, passing yards, rookie season for the quarterback. And then we also have the...
Wait, for the Bucks. For the Bucks.
NFL's, yeah, franchise record. And, oh yeah, the NFL's leading rusher.
For the time being.
Hey, you have the NFL's leading rusher at week, what, 14, 15? Yeah. Or 15?
But there's an argument for that. He would be blowing Adrian Peterson away if he actually got any kind of touches in the half... Second half of how many games?
I don't get it. You know, and I sit in there on the offensive coordinator press conferences and they talk about rotation and how do you rotate? When Doug Martin is doing everything that he's doing, I'm sorry, Charles Sims. I'm sorry, anybody else. I'm sorry, Bobby Rainey, a friend of the program. Doug Martin should get every carry until he can't run back out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, we were confused last week against the Saints. They come out in the second half. Doug Martin runs for 25 yards, then they go three passes, and then they're out.
Look how they started the game last night. You know, handoff, 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 first down, first down, first down, and the next, you don't see it again.
I mean, I was getting texts all the time, boy, Doug Martin's just running all over this defense. And I said, well, that's all right, Levy will take care of that in the second half.
Second half? How about second possession? All right, let's go from bad to worse, okay? 888, or 866.
That one.
Yeah. 10-1340 is the number. Let's go to the phone lines.
He's gone.
Rob's favorite, or
no, he's gone. He's
Wags'
gone.
Favorite. He's gone. I'm just Wags' favorite person. Rib was on the line.
Yeah, Rib's there.
And we wasn't able to get to him fast enough, and so he ran liking. Out to get a car wash.
Did you see next year's schedule? Have you seen?
Yeah.
So St. Louis, Seattle, Denver, Oakland, and the NFC North.
Okay, say it again.
St. Louis.
Well, all right, L.A.
Yeah. Seattle.
All right, 1-1.
Denver.
Who's quarterback?
Manning will be back.
Then they beat him.
Oakland.
Oh, the Hall of Famer? Yeah, they'll beat him.
Denver. Okay. Denver.
Oakland.
Okay.
And then wherever the NFC North finishes in last place, because that's where the Bucs will finish, right?
What's New Orleans now?
No, I think New Orleans is behind them.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to finish in last.
You don't think so?
Again, you'd have to tell me. And what about Atlanta? I mean, both of those guys, their records aren't very good.
But not when they lose the next two games.
Well, Atlanta and New Orleans have to play as well, though. But are you assuming that both games?
And next week, Atlanta is playing Carolina.
All right, so Atlanta loses.
Yeah.
Atlanta's still ahead of the Bucks right now.
Okay, Bucks.
Give me the rundown.
Panthers, Falcons, Bucks, Saints.
Panthers, Falcons, Bucks, Saints. Okay, Saints play who? You said Carolina, and then who?
That was the Falcons.
All right, who do the Falcons play? Carolina, they're going to lose.
Right.
And then who do they have in their final game?
Well, this week, the Falcons play Jacksonville.
All right, so in Jacksonville?
Yeah.
I'm going to say Jacksonville wins.
I don't think
so. Have you seen how Bortles has been playing?
They had a big win. Who did they beat? They kicked the crap out of somebody last week.
Indy. I think I heard somewhere that he's thrown more touchdown passes in the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks or something than anybody else. I'll take Jacksonville over Atlanta. New Orleans has who?
Detroit on Monday night in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, all right. Wow. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah. Take New Orleans.
All right.
So now you have a tie for last place between all three teams.
Okay, and then the final week, Tampa plays Carolina.
Well, not the final week. You still have to go to
Giants. The Bucks are playing the Giants first.
Not the Giants. They play the Bears.
They play the Giants? They play the Bears next week.
Yeah.
Who they already the played Giants? The Giants.
Yeah. They.
Somebody played the Giants.
No, that's who Carolina's playing the Giants this week.
That's right, Carolina.
Nothing like producing live on the air.
Well, that's
thinking,
how we go.
He's thinking out loud. Mm. So you're talking about next week?
Right.
Bucks play the Bears.
Right, the Bucks play the Bears. They're going to beat the Bears.
They're going to beat the Bears.
Is Jay Cutler in uniform?
I hope not.
Well, I know that, but if he's in uniform, they're going to beat the Bears.
So 7-8.
Okay.
The Jaguars play the Saints in New Orleans.
The Saints win.
There you go. And then the Panthers play at the Falcons.
Atlanta loses.
So now it depends on the Bucs game. Could be tied for last or sitting in third.
Okay.
And then the final week, New Orleans plays Atlanta.
All right.
And then the Bucs play Carolina.
All right. So if New Orleans wins, where will New Orleans be if they beat Detroit, they beat Jacksonville, and then they lose to Atlanta?
7-9.
That's what we got to root for, because that'll be a whole lot of fun. And then Tampa would move up if it plays out that way, right? Because of their record against New Orleans and their record against Atlanta.
Isn't it?
I mean, there's so many scenarios that, God knows.
Trying to play this out.
Almost time to go to break, so just in time. Rib calls back. We'll go to break after Rib talks to his best friend, Wax. Rib, what up?
Hey, Wax. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I still think the Bucks are going to go 6-10.
So they're going to lose out.
Yeah. They're going to lose to the Bears next week, and they're going to lose to the Carolina Panthers, and the Tampa Bay Lightning going to lose to the Washington Capitals tonight.
And, Rob, make sure you're tell me your prediction. The Bucks are going to lose all their games next year, too.
Okay, Big Ed. I'll make sure I do that.
Thank you for producing the show. Thanks, Rib.
Thanks, Rib.
Putting us in a screeching downer.
The away games for next year: Arizona, San Francisco, Kansas City, San Diego, and an NFC East team to be announced.
And they never, when they travel to the West Coast, it's never good.
On three occasions.
Before we go to the break, when we come back from the break, I want to talk about last night's jerseys. And I want everybody's opinion before I give you mine.
Okay.
This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Legends. Expect the unexpected and believe in the unbelievable. Only at the greatest show on earth, where legends live. Treat your family to an unrivaled and unforgettable event of legendary proportions. Don't miss this year's ultimate family experience. Visit your local participating Metro PCS store today and get a $6 savings coupon with offer details. Opens January 6th at Emily Arena. Brought to you by Metro PCS and your Southern Ford dealers.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous.
Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over 1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and, of course, a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
The First Flight by Cirque du Soleil, a live multimedia immersive spectacle that brings to stage the breathtaking world of James Cameron's Avatar like you've never seen it before, is coming to the Amalie Arena on March 17th through the 20th this holiday season. Give something extraordinary. Visit www.cirquedusoleil.com/holiday to browse our selection of show dates and seats.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, hello, this is Robin Zander. I want you to listen to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. That's right, he's my friend.
All right, so last night they did, the NFL had this...
Color Rush. Yeah. What they've been doing.
Give me your thoughts.
I thought they were pretty cool. I like them in general. Fresh new look. Some teams need fresh looks. Obviously, the Bucks just got new jersey, so they don't really need them. But I like the idea. I like they're trying to keep it fresh and just change things up, make Thursday nights a little bit more interesting and get people to watch.
I liked them. Mm-hmm. I thought it was watching a video game.
Yeah.
You know, I had it on the 4G, high def, whatever, right. And yeah. I swear I thought I was watching a video game.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty cool. Now, granted, the people using the controllers were not playing very well, but the uniforms themselves, I thought, kicked butt.
Different game.
You know, so I definitely thought that was cool.
You saw the first one they did? That was, I think it was, what was it, Eagles and Cardinals, something like that. It was a red team versus a green team, and so... People who are colorblind and have red-green deficiency had a lot of issues trying to see the players because of the.
I can help you with that.
How's that?
Because they're facing in opposite directions.
Fair enough.
Okay, so if you see the one coming towards you, you know that's one team. And if you see them running away from you, you know that's the other team. Okay?
Leave it to you.
All right, how about this? Donovan McNabb... just got released from the Slammer.
Yeah.
Spent 18 days for a DUI.
Okay. That's a little light for a DUI.
See, that's kind of my thought.
By little, I mean a lot light.
I thought it was his second one.
Oh, and it was his second one. Come on.
Yeah, I want a DUI. I want you to go bye-bye. Because they never seem to hurt themselves. You know what I'm saying? All right, another thing. How about the Cleveland Brown head coach was asked about the quarterback that he will be facing this weekend?
Well, he's not facing him, but yeah.
Well, yeah, he's the one that can get fired. Where
That's true.
On the field may not. And he basically said that Russell Wilson is the second tier quarterback.
I heard him say that. That is
second
awful.
Tier?
Second tier.
Come on.
They asked. Now, in his defense, and I'm not defending him, but in his defense, I guess they said, you know, the top three quarterbacks, what in that tier? And then he said Russell Wilson is just below that.
So okay. He's saying that there is a very, very small top tier.
I would have skirted the issue.
Still.
I would have never said the quarterback I'm about to play, who has played in, what, back-to-back Super Bowls,
yep,
was a Super Bowl MVP, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think it was the MVP.
He wasn't the MVP.
He should have been the MVP.
No, the defense won the Super Bowl.
No, the quarterbacks always win it.
No.
Not always, because we know our good friend Dexter Jackson, you know, has it. But more times than not, last year, who got it?
Well, it's Tom Brady.
And he didn't deserve it.
Of course not.
Okay. So I'm just saying.
Did you see he's in some hot water for his interview that he did 2 days ago, or it might have been a day ago? They have a Gillette logo, I guess, just over one shoulder because they want the advertising. It's Gillette Stadium and whatnot. Over his other shoulder was a hat that says, Make America Great Again, which is Donald Trump's slogan. So they start asking him political questions, and he goes, I'm not here for politics. Well, why'd you put the hat there then? It's your locker. You want the hat there. You want the hat to be seen. Now you got to talk about it.
Yeah.
Now
you set yourself up for,
you know, I know your boy's with him.
That's awesome.
Are you supporting your boy, or are you supporting your boy and what he believes? Because some of the things have been kind of questionable in what he's saying. So now Tom Brady's in more hot water.
Gotcha.
Just where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Mike Pettine. Pettine. Yeah. How do you say it?
Pettine.
Pettine. Okay. He did clarify his comments. Quote unquote.
Of course, everybody clarifies.
He said, quote, every quarterback that's ever played is tied for one.
Oh, yeah. So
the best ever.
So here we go. Who's okay. your top tier? Please, you guys, go with your currently playing.
Currently playing top
Who
tier.
Is in your top
now,
tier?
There's not a number. It's just the top
They're
tier.
They're in the top tier. They're in Group A.
All right, Group A, Brady, Cam Newton.
Wow.
You don't think Cam Newton's upper echelon?
As of right now, what he's done in the league? No.
Yeah. And it really doesn't matter in what the way I'm thinking, what he even did last year. When you're talking top tier, yeah, Cam Newton and what he's done this year, I'm putting him top tier.
Okay.
Are you going to put Drew Brees top tier?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
Brees is there.
So
Manning is there.
So, okay, now you're going
Rodgers is there.
Now you're going on credit with those two.
What they've done in their career.
That's in their good. Career.
Is
but
this
that's
a career tier?
Exactly.
Is
you're talking about
tier.
How many
tier.
Years?
He's a top. You still say Peyton Manning is a top-tier quarterback.
All right, if you're going to do a fantasy football draft,
okay,
are you taking Peyton Manning before you're taking Cam Newton?
I'm not taking either one of them.
All right, it comes down to Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers are gone. Are you taking Cam Newton or Drew Brees or Peyton Manning?
Who are the two that are gone?
Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
Brady and Rodgers are gone. I'd take Brees.
I have a feeling his justification for that is going to be who the receivers are. Is that true?
Well, no, it's fantasy football.
It's fantasy
it
football.
Doesn't matter who
but,
your receivers
no,
are.
No, but your stats
Cam,
do.
Cam has none. And the only one he has can't catch.
That's
well,
why.
No, the only one he has got hurt.
Well, the other one can't catch.
So it does matter
do
because
take?
Of the stats. Yeah.
My favorite quarterback in the NFL who I take – in
oh, I know this answer.
Every one of my fantasy football drafts in like the eighth round, because he puts up numbers.
I know.
I stack the team with skill position, and then I go quarterback seventh, eighth round. Who is it?
And he's always there, Philip Rivers. Every single time.
Yeah, he puts the numbers up.
That's my dude.
But Philip Rivers is not a top tier quarterback.
No, he's in the B tier.
Where's Russell Wilson?
He's in the B tier.
B plus tier?
Not B plus. He's very inconsistent.
All right, so top tier, Brady, Rodgers.
Manning.
See, I don't know if I can consider Manning. I'm going by now. I'm not going by career. Because if you're going to go by career, I'm going to say Marino.
Well,
I'm
no,
going to say
we're talking about who's in the league
right so
now.
Who's in the league now, but it doesn't matter if you stink this year.
No, it doesn't
Russell
matter.
Wilson, 26 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 3,289 yards.
I'm putting him top tier.
Yeah. I am. Yeah.
He's a top tier to me. 1,000%. Yeah. All right, before we go to our next break, I don't think we talked about the Hayward move from St. Louis to Chicago.
No, we haven't.
And it's really bothering me that a lot of fans, well, and again, fans are going to be fans, but they're in uproar that Hayward left St. Louis, and they're in uproar that Hayward got the money that he got. Correct me if I'm wrong. He took less money.
Did he?
I believe he did. And then I just read something earlier today that the reason that he chose Chicago over St. Louis, and how beautiful is that? It's like Johnny Damon.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Wade Boggs. It's like the guys that left. It's like Babe Ruth, even though he got traded. It's like going from Boston to New York. You're going from St. Louis to Chicago.
Yeah.
And not Chicago White Sox.
White Sox, yeah.
It's the Chicago Cubs.
8 years, $184 million, and he took less.
And he took less.
Really?
And he said he wanted to go where it was young, where they were young. St. Louis is older, you know, older guys. The Cubs are the future in his eyes. What if now the Cubs go and win the World Series, get to the World Series next year? Don't you have to say Jason Hayward is, like, a main part of that? Whether he deserves the money or not, whether...
Depends on his stats.
Yeah, but
he's got to deliver.
Yeah, he has to deliver. But sure. If he doesn't deliver, they're not going to go anywhere, because they're putting a lot of eggs in his basket. Yeah, they've got some other, you know, other options, other things. But the dude has a cannon. The guy can hit, but he can also strike out.
He took significantly more to go.
What was it at St. Louis?
He was scheduled to make this year 8.3.
Well, it's not what he was scheduled to make. I thought they offered him more to stay.
Well, I'm just saying he was a free agent. This year he made $8.3 million.
Right. So that's what he made this year.
Yeah.
But I believe they offered him more to stay. We'll research it during the break. How's that? I think we have to go hit one more quick break. We will do that. When we come back, we will look ahead to the NFL this weekend and some things that are going on next weekend, and we'll do that when we return.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The First Flight by Cirque du Soleil, a live multimedia immersive spectacle that brings to stage the breathtaking world of James Cameron's Avatar like you've never seen it before, is coming to the Amelie Arena on March 17th through the 20th this holiday season. Give something extraordinary. Visit www.cirquedusoleil.com/holiday to browse our selection of show dates and seats.
Arg, matey. When it's time for lunch, when it's time for dinner, when the show's over, when the day's over, when it's time to chill, where do we go? Over to Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub. It's literally in our backyard, right in back of the WTAN studios at 700 Eldridge Street, just north of downtown Clearwater. Just look for the broadcast tower. Nancy's food and atmosphere get rave reviews. The laid-back patio is a great place to hang out, dine, and listen to live music at night. And Nancy's one of the friendliest proprietors in town. And now, Nancy is serving Sunday jazz brunch from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Brunch served with eggs benedict, crepes, waffles, lox and bagels, shrimp, oysters, and a build-your-own omelet. That's all at Naughty Nancy's Food Shack and Crow's Nest Pub, 700 Eldridge Street in Clearwater. That's right where Eldridge crosses the Pinellas Trail between Myrtle and Fort Harrison. Call 446-3717. 446-3717.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey presents Legends. Expect the unexpected and believe in the unbelievable. Only at the greatest show on earth, where legends live. Treat your family to an unrivaled and unforgettable event of legendary proportions. Don't miss this year's ultimate family experience. Visit your local participating Metro PCS store today and get a $6 savings coupon with offer details. Opens January 6th at Amelie Arena. Brought to you by Metro PCS and your Southern Ford dealers.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family.
Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistols, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes free trust, and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's two Hall of Famers.
Dos.
Chicago and Cheap Trick. And if all goes well, I will be in Brooklyn for the event.
Speaking of Chicago, we were talking about Hayward and how he's taking 8 years, $184 million. The qualifying offer the Cardinals made to him was 1 year, $15.8 million, to try to keep him.
Let's talk about this weekend, UFC 416 on Fox. You know what? Before we talk about UFC this weekend, 1,212 on Fox, Fox 17. Let's talk about Conor McGregor.
God. I have a question about that. I haven't seen the video, but people have been talking about a behind-the-scenes video in Aldo's locker room that the UFC published showing him in defeat. Have you seen
that? I saw a picture.
No, I haven't seen it.
I never saw
people
a video.
People were ripping the UFC for showing it, and that, you know, they know they've been doing the full access and whatnot because this fight is so big. But if they want to show it, where were the cameras when Ronda lost? But because that's their girl, they don't want to show her down in the dumps. But
interesting.
Aldo isn't in that group, so they'll show him in defeat.
Interesting.
Yeah, I did see a picture. It is him sitting in the middle of the floor. He has his cornermen who are sitting in a circle with him, and all of them are heads down. Most likely crying, or at least some state of emotional outpouring.
Unbelievable fight. Yeah. 13 seconds. Then the Irish tore up Las Vegas. They stopped traffic. They didn't let cabs to leave. But that was the second title to change hands last Saturday in Las Vegas with Chris Weidman. A lot had in the top two or top three. I had him number two pound for pound. He didn't just get beat. He got destroyed.
And that's one of the things that I differentiate between those two fights is because McGregor won in 13 seconds. Impressive, yes. It was one punch.
It was three.
Rockhold, one landed.
Three landed. Three out of the four.
The significant one that put him on the ground. The second one knocked him out. The third one was
just
for good measure.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a love tap.
Anyway, Luke Rockhold from opening bell worked Weidman.
Do you have the scorecards? Did Weidman went around?
No, I don't think he did. I could pull it up, but no, I was there. There's no way he went around.
I'm just curious.
Yeah,
let me see if I can find it.
I would be very surprised. A lot of people, some of us included, say that it should have been stopped in the third.
It should have.
And just didn't. Was it respect for Weidman and to allow him the extra time to try to start to defend himself? Was it just an error? It was Herb Dean, right?
Yes.
Was it an error of judgment?
Well, he got ripped earlier. It was either for a Thursday or Friday fight that he didn't stop at all.
Same thing.
Yeah. You know, or no, that he let go. He stopped it too early, and I guess Dana made a comment about it. So then, you know, he turned around and tried to overcompensate, I guess, where there's absolutely no way that fight should have, you know, continued.
And then something we talked about last night was who should have stopped it. If Herb wasn't there, to stop it on time, should Weidman's corner have stepped up and thrown in the towel?
It's a tough situation. We talked about it last night, you know, with Def War. It's tough to do because these guys look up to you, you know, as the trainer. They put all of their faith in you. And when they tell you, like, you know, Rocky did to Mick, don't stop nothing. You know, but isn't that where the trainer has to kind of protect his fighter?
Absolutely.
That fight should have never gone into the fourth round, ever.
thrown in the towel in between rounds if you have to.
Just can't answer the
Isn't
bell.
That what happened?
I deleted the scorecard.
BJ Penn?
Yeah. They didn't let him come out.
Yeah. They threw in the towel mid. I think that was between the fourth and fifth.
When does it get stopped? When you throw the towel or once the towel hits the floor?
I guess a lot can happen because if it opens up and it kind of floats
down.
Well,
no, there was one in a movie where they throw it and it's like you see the towel hit the mat.
The canvas, yeah.
And then they stop the fight. Wouldn't you stop it as soon as you see the towel being thrown?
You would think.
You would think.
In the motion.
Does another title change hands tomorrow?
I think it does.
I think so.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't think Cerrone's going to win. I do. You know, I've had Donald Cowboy Cerrone ranked number one in his weight class for, God, a year?
And the only reason I say that is purely from a fan standpoint because I want to see him fight McGregor.
I don't know who McGregor's going to fight.
I want to see this build up because if you thought the Aldo thing.
Oh, this will be crazy.
Because you can understand both of them. Yeah. That's why this one is so much better.
Well, I mean,
won't back down. The other one did back down.
And if somebody wants to hear a clip from Cowboy Cerrone that I cannot run on regular radio, I can run it on Knockout Radio, I will be more than happy to email it to him. Because Cowboy said that he's going to knock his head off on the fight tomorrow night. What I love about Cowboy is he comes to the press conference with not one but two Budweisers.
Well, he's got to have a spit can.
You know. I don't know if he does that.
He does.
Absolutely.
He? Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I don't know if he did that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got to dip in all the time.
Surprised he doesn't have it when he's fighting.
I was going to say, does he fight?
The mouthpiece. Yeah.
So if he was to fight Benson Henderson, Henderson has the toothpick and he has the tobacco.
Yeah, he does.
Interesting. Tomorrow night on free TV, on Fox, stacked. Mm. It's stacked.
Yes, it is.
This is an incredible, incredible card. You know, I haven't looked ahead. We had Robbie Lawler on last night. He'll defend his welterweight title on January 2nd in Las Vegas, and I haven't really looked at the whole cards top to bottom. I don't know any card that can be more stacked than what's tomorrow night on free TV. You have JDS,
yep,
and Overeem.
Two legends in the sport. Saw that on the ad.
We can, you know, well, again, that's them
there's
pushing
that, there's that L word.
I hate when it's overused. And
two legends.
I'm not even 100,000% sure, but if you're going to call Overeem a legend.
He's a legend.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't think calling JDS Junior Dos Santos a legend right now is fitting.
It's not fair.
You know, he's won the heavyweight title, but he's not a legend.
Too early in his career.
Is Tim Sylvia a legend?
No.
If Tim Sylvia is not a legend, then JDS is not a legend. Tim's won it twice. I'm just saying, and I'm not saying that Tim Sylvia is a legend. A friend of ours, a friend of the program. I love the guy to death. But if you're not going to call him a legend, you can't call JDS a legend.
I'm surprised they haven't called Nate Diaz a legend.
Well, I was going to say that the Michael Johnson is two legends.
Run down the card real quick. You know, just some of the names that's on this card.
Yeah, main card is obviously Rafael Dos Anjos versus Cowboy Cerrone, JDS versus Alistair Overeem, Michael Johnson versus Nate Diaz, Ronda Marcos versus Carolina Kowalkiewicz. Thank you. Charles Oliveira with against Miles Fury Jury. CB Dalloway on the card against Nate Marquardt.
Nate the Great.
Josh Zeman is on the card.
Is
Nick Lentz
is
on.
Valentina
Shevchenko. No, Sarah I can
Kaufman.
Do that one.
Okay.
I got that one. Sarah Kaufman, Valentina Shevchenko, Josh Zeman, Tamden McCrory, Nick Lentz, Danny Castillo, Cole Miller, Jim Allers, Leon Edwards, Kamaru Usman, Haider Hassan, who we had on last night against Vincent Luque, and Luis Enrique versus Francis Ngannou.
So is Haider on Fight Pass?
Yes.
Yes. And so is Kamaru.
Yes, they both are.
Kamaru is the main event on Fight Pass.
The main event on Fight Pass.
Yeah. Fight Pass main event.
Now Fight Pass has main events.
They do. Yes. You got to pay for it.
Speaking of main events, Royal Rumble in Orlando coming up.
Can't wait.
Roman Reigns is your new heavyweight champ. How long did that take?
I don't know. I don't watch it. But all I know is the Royal Rumble.
You don't watch it, but you want it so badly. He tells me the other day, we have to go to Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble is the coolest pay-per-view of the year.
It's the coolest event of the year. It's the coolest event of the year.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Tell me any event.
Well, he doesn't know any. And I think he would even enjoy the Royal Rumble.
I'm saying any event. Not wrestling-wise. I would rather go to Royal Rumble, and I get the whole game. Yes, it's scripted, whatever. Royal Rumble is so much fun over a football game, just a regular football game.
Mm-hmm. That hour, it's an hour. It's easily an hour.
You can get there in the middle of it, just so long as you're there for the Royal Rumble.
For the main event.
That's where grown
it's
adults.
It's not even the main event. It's at the beginning. It's one of the first or second matches. Yeah.
And to show you how immature I really am, my favorite Royal Rumble of all time was when they brought all the legends from yesterday back.
From yesteryear?
The days of yore. Obviously, we have the Thursday night show, but I know that with the recent announcement, you're going to start recording SmackDown on Thursdays.
I don't know about recording it.
I think, yeah.
It's
because,
Sean's favorite commentator.
Oh, I hate that guy.
You want to definitely take in the glory of Ronaldo's voice now that he was announced as the SmackDown commentator.
I would rather listen to him than the screeching woman.
For pride.
Well, all they need to bring is Gus Johnson now.
There you go.
Gus Johnson and Mauro Ranallo.
All right, which one of those two would you rather listen to?
Honestly?
Honest? No, lie.
Gus Johnson.
Gus Johnson.
There's no way.
It's the law of Gus, though. It's always going to be
Gus,
good.
Exactly.
Tell me something that he's commented that it hasn't been intriguing. It always happens. It follows him around.
It could be the NCAA...
Well, no, it could be the NAIA final championship game. It'll be close.
By the way, I did go to the, National Rodeo Final. So the NRF last Friday. I ran in.
Where was that?
It was in Vegas for 2 weeks.
But where in Vegas?
At Thomas and Mack.
Huh.
So I left Cosmopolitan in the middle of the fight. I ran to
the middle of the fight.
This makes it even better.
And he got back before anybody even noticed he was gone.
And people called me a liar. Not only did I do it, I walked from the Cosmopolitan to the parking lot at MGM, got in the car, drove to Thomas and Mack, went to get my credentials. They were already shut down for the night. I walked to the arena. They opened the door to go out and smoke. I walked in. I watched a couple rodeo things, went back to my car, drove back to the Cosmopolitan, and got back in time to watch more fights. I think I only missed like 3 fights.
Were they all going to decision or something? That sounds like it'd take forever.
I don't know. I wasn't there, but... You know, it was what it was. That would have been Friday night. I stayed.
Was it fun? Did you like what you saw at the rodeo?
I didn't stay long enough. I literally went in and I only watched 3 barrel runners or racers or whatever.
Okay, not going to lie. Not my favorite event at a rodeo.
Well, I think that's cooler than, you know, the hog tying thing.
Yeah, I don't like the.
So what do you like? The bull thing for 7 seconds?
Well,
I don't even
think
they ride. Well, no, they don't. That's to get
to 8. If you can stay on for the 8 seconds.
But typically they don't. So it was all right. If I would have had my credential, which would have meant I would have had a seat, I probably would have stayed. But I was standing there like in the hallway, you know, and people are trying to walk by with their popcorn and their soda and their Budweiser or whatever they were drinking.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of that.
So I just said,
PBR.
The heck with it. I'm going back.
Real quick.
But that's where I meant Say I Won't. And please, everybody,
gotcha,
check them out online, sayiwon't.com. It is one of those cool sayings, and I almost said this to Brent last night. I hate wearing logoed stuff. I hate wearing, you know, whatever. Say I Won't is his logo, but I don't consider it a logo because it's cool. It's a cool saying.
It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Real quick, just because we know how everybody is a Star Wars fan, Mel Brooks confirms development on a Spaceballs sequel. Hopefully, with the original cast.
I was thinking that during the movie today. How long will it take?
Does that mean I need to watch Spaceballs because I've never seen it?
It's pretty funny.
I'll be the judge of that.
I think you'd enjoy it. It's a Mel Brooks production. It can't be bad.
Yeah, it can.
It's Mel Brooks.
Sometimes stupid humor isn't very much fun.
Mel Brooks is pretty good.
He was the guy that did it where somebody punched the horse, right, in Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe that did happen. How about this? Somebody calls me up yesterday and says, hey, I've got something for you if you'd like it. It's an autographed picture of Robert De Niro and who was in Robert Redford. So it's Robert Redford and De Niro.
Yeah.
An autographed picture of both. He goes, if you'd like it. I go, you don't have anything signed by somebody famous? And the guy goes, you've never heard of De Niro? You've never heard of Redford? It was pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
So this weekend, UFC, Fox, what number?
17.
And you don't have to worry about the NFL this weekend because the Bucks have already played.
Correct them and do.
So
and
lost. Chill out. You can go to the beach. You don't even have to. Do you watch football if it's not the Bucks?
Nope.
Sean?
Yes.
Not until we get the Bulls going.
We are out of time, but you do need to say a goodbye to your female soccer star.
Yeah. Abby Wambach had her last game against China.
Lost.
hit, Wednesday.
Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KOA.
Sean KOA Radio. See you next year.
For the longest while we're jamming in the party, and you're waiting on me, pushing everything right back on top of me, yeah. But if you think you're gonna get away from me, you better change your mind. You're going up.